we think there's something very wrong with this. The devil is in the details.
Kathy Mecca is a Columbus Parkway resident. She's been wrapped up for years in the longtime fight between residents and the Peace Bridge expansion project. Mecca is outraged.
When the governor comes to town and starts cutting deals with a mayor and gets the councilman for this district on board and decides that we're going to be giving away city streets in exchange for an arbitrary sum of money.
But Mayor Byron Brown says he believes issues are being properly addressed.
Spent a lot of time with the governor, spent a lot of time with the governor's staff on bringing to their attention all of the concerns in the surrounding neighborhood, the surrounding community. A lot of work has been done to address some of those concerns, which got me very comfortable in moving forward.
That's a big turnaround from the mayor's response back in June, calling to delay the raising of 7 Bustai Avenue homes until more transparency was given on the expansion project.
We wanted a whole host of things done, a host of modifications. I've been able to sit directly with the governor and give him a list of concerns and issues from the surrounding neighborhood. The governor has given me his personal assurances that this project will be done in a way that is good for the city, good for the region, and good for the surrounding neighborhood.
Mecca does not believe laws and regulations are being followed. Residents demand completion of an environmental impact study on how air quality from the plaza traffic would affect their neighborhood.
They cannot proceed with this project, and that's what they want to avoid, because they know that they can never complete it. They've never completed one, and they continue to make feeble attempts at doing it, but they're not doing it according to the law. They're not doing it according to the regulations, and we find anything less than that unacceptable.
Mecca says air quality reports from the EPA already show the dangers of diesel fumes, but believes they're being ignored by political leaders.
The World Health Organization just 2 months ago declared that diesel fumes is definitely a carcinogen that causes lung cancer. All of this information was presented to these key elected officials. They chose to ignore it. And so now as taxpayers, we need to ask them why.
The air monitoring has already started, something that I pushed very aggressively for, as did members of the city council. We have received a study on the environmental and asthma impacts in that neighborhood, something that I've asked for.
Late last week, Governor Cuomo did announce that the Housing and Urban Development Agency had helped clear a lien from the land where the former Episcopal home stood that will now allow the state to control it for future development and will move the $20 million plaza expansion project forward. It could begin this fall to replace an outdated customs building in Buffalo, something the mayor is now confident will be economically good for the city.
We received an economic development study and analysis, something that we've asked for, and we've asked for other things that we believe are forthcoming. So that is how we were able to get to the point where we could reach a preliminary agreement to sell 2 blocks of Bustai to the state of New York.
Despite years of delays in moving Peace Bridge expansion forward, Mecca calls this renewed effort fast-tracking.
Myself and my neighbors will be living under overhead ramps, just like the Skyway, with lights 24 hours a day. And now what we have done is we've elevated the diesel emissions, and nobody has studied how is that going to change and alter the environment.
And now West Side residents living near the Peace Bridge are planning a reunion to celebrate what they call 2 decades of Peace Bridge treachery, trickery, and truckery. It's being organized by the Buffalo West Side Environmental Defense Fund and the Columbus Park Association. Mecca and other residents will gather in the early evening on August 28th for a fundraiser to toast what they call the charrettes of the past, present, and future. Mecca and residents are vowing a legal battle to keep a duty-free store out of Prospect Hill, a historic West Side district. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.